Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellis, and it is Monday, January 28th, 2013.
Episode 8.52, Super Bowl preview, day one.
Super Bowl is beautiful. New Orleans is beautiful. It was raining in L.A., and it's prettier here.
Is it prettier here?
It is.
Is it really prettier? I'll tell you, I had, well, you know what? Let's chomp it in, Jeff.
Oh, chomp it nothing.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
I heard somebody else say that they didn't like the chomp thing.
Who said who?
A listener. I'm not
one
throwing
listener.
People under a bus.
One listener.
One listener.
And who was that one listener?
I'm not throwing
if
listeners
they don't
under
have,
the bus.
If they got a problem with chomping, then they got to come to me.
Well, then the only thing that should be chomped is this.
Jeff is over here eating some. Mm. What is that you're eating?
I am eating.
And you shouldn't really
shrimp.
Be eating on air.
I'm in New Orleans.
Yes.
If I'm not eating, I'm doing something wrong because I'm in New Orleans.
Well, we will have time to eat. I had a great steak last night.
You did.
So I'm already saying port of call. If you're ever in New Orleans and you want a great steak or a great burger, go to port of call. It's just
now, Vic, are you not looking at us on purpose? I'm just wondering because we're actually recording right now.
Okay. Wow, look at that. We start day one and just
Vic,
like that,
the brick freaking Vic, Jacobs,
the brick Jacobs, comes
in the house.
In the moment with you guys.
Hold on, there we go.
In the moment with you guys here in New Orleans. This is an incredible, incredible venue to stage. The violent game, a game of beautiful violence that gets
don't
us.
Don't go all presidential on me, man.
No, I am going to go samurai warrior on you right now.
All right.
My theme for this year's Super Bowl is Super Bowl Samurai.
The warrior poet.
Nice.
Ways of the warrior, live through death, show no fear, ultimate self-sacrifice, brought to you by Pop Chips. Pop Chips is my sponsor this year.
The chips that Dad used to eat.
The greatest crunch with the munch. The new tortilla flavors are off the hook. They are the new fresh chip flavor. They bend, they crumble, and they are sensational, and they are why I am here in the house with you guys.
Wow.
Mad love to Pop Chips.
Where we are today, we are coming to you from the New Orleans Convention Center, and we are just days away from the Super Bowl. Who you got, Vic? Because you used to have a, what was that, Houndini, who used to make the picks for you? Remember that?
I had Bevo the Longhorn Steer in Austin, Texas. I would rub his horns. I'd go out to his field, and the Texas Wranglers are all paid off, and I love that about them. And I would go out to the field where Bevo, the 2,000-pound beast, would be, and his giant horns would dangle in the Austin sunset. And there I'd be in my guru outfit at the time. I had beautiful white robes and beautiful flowers. And I'd sit down.
A more peaceful time, because now you're all about the warrior.
Well, the warrior is also
samurai.
A peaceful time.
Samurai.
A samurai is a blend. What separates samurai? I got this question today from some of the great followers of Eastern philosophy. What separates samurai from Sun Tzu, the great Sun Tzu, the great Chinese strategist? Well, Sun Tzu is an amazing, amazing, for his time and space, one of the great generals of all time. I mean, everyone quotes Sun Tzu, you know, from Custer. Not that The Last Stand was Sun Tzu's fault. That was
more on Custer.
That's called. I gotta avert my eyes.
Radio Azteca. Viva Azteca.
Muy es. Con mucho gusto.
Mucho gusto. Rubias, muy bien.
Amor y paz, muy caliente. Hot.
Hot.
You're listening to Victor Brick Jacobs here with myself and Jeff Ellis on NFL Rants and Raves.
And your home station. Plug your home station.
Fox Sports Radio, Los Angeles,
yeah.
Y'all. Yeah.
What are the digits? Yeah. I don't remember.
AM 570.
AM 570.
Fox
baby.
Sports LA.
I'm sorry.
Lakers news and information station, y'all.
Yeah, what's up
you
with
can't
the Lakers,
watch them on
man.
TV what's in LA, but you got to listen to them on radio, and that's you got to go to Fox Sports LA.
No, they are in full effect on television.
Not on my. I got Dish Network.
Well, yeah. Time Warner Cable Sports yeah, Net. Those beautiful people there are putting it on, and they are everywhere. And
we can't help that you're cheap and you don't want to get
I
an actual
cheap.
Regular.
Well, I guess still get the Clippers, and they have a better record.
Well, the Clippers. Have a better record in this moment.
Changes on
so
the horizon.
So you still believe. Lakers you still believe.
Enlightenment can happen in a moment.
They're bringing Phil Jackson back, are they?
They don't need Phil Jackson. There's so much talent in this team. If they just came together in an unselfish collective and Kobe with 14 straight assists in two straight games, They found the way.
They did
they
win.
They lost the way. But let me get back to the Samurai Warrior.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Thank you.
Live through death, show no fear, ultimate self-sacrifice. These are words, and I'm dedicating my Super Bowl work to my Samurai Soul brother from the South Bay, Yanni Koyama, who died in a horrific car crash September 18th. He is a samurai within me, my sensei, my teacher, my lama. And I dedicate all my work in the Super Bowl to Yanni Koyama. He lives within us all because he's a great spirit.
Domo arigato.
Hi. Thank you.
All right, now.
All right, so back to Super Bowl. Do you want to give a pick now, or do you want to wait till
after the fiasco
later.
Media show?
To me, it's not a fiasco. To me, it's the high point of the festivities.
I know. It, he feels the same way. He feels the same way.
So good. It's you because the players are themselves.
You can find me and Brian Billick hiding up at a table just chatting.
Is
this not my thing?
Do you see that?
Yes, I get it.
Brian Billick's a good dude.
He is a good man, but that's he's more my buzz.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not the party guy.
I can't look at
Well, is it a party or is it just basically everyone just being real? I believe it's everyone being real, everyone being open. I will drape this T-shirt. You see it here. Go to vtbnation.com, and you can see a poster of this T-shirt and my mission tomorrow. And plus, if you want to buy a T-shirt, you can also go there as well.
Vic the Brick Nation, VTB.
VTBNation.com.
Do you have a T-shirt big enough for me, Vic? I'm a big guy.
Double X?
Three.
Three. Who are you? Hello, Dave Nata.
Hello. Hello. Dave Nata.
Chewie.
TBS Tekka coming by. TBS Tekka on the radar.
Yes. Oh, she's coming back.
We will do a Beauty and the Beast thing tomorrow, I'm sure. We will do a Beauty and the Beast thing tomorrow at Media Day where there will be...
Hola, ¿qué tal?
There will be Azteca. There will be angst. There will be agitation. There will be frustration. There will be jubilation.
Prediction.
All the emotions will be touched tomorrow at Media Day at the Superdome.
We're dealing mostly with the Brits here. All they care about is the prediction.
Prediction.
They don't go all existential. They prediction.
The Brits, man.
Where do I lay my flutter?
Can I just say I love Great Britain.
Yeah.
England. Everything English. Yeah. To me, it was one of the great influences of all our lives growing up in America with the British invasion.
I say three great things.
Carrying the pacemakers.
Three great things.
Dave
came
Clark Five. And oh yeah, that band, the Beatles.
Them.
The Stones.
The United States of America. So three great things came from Britain.
Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin, the Beatles, and the United States of America. Those are the three great things that came from Britain.
And the Rolling Stones, Joe.
I'm not dissing them.
Are you not a Stones fan?
I love Stones.
You got, who
I
doesn't?
Don't get me so you no satisfaction. Come on.
I can't get no.
I can't.
No. Come on, y'all.
Hey.
Samurai
That's
Warrior.
What I'd say.
So wait.
Who wants it?
We need a prediction.
Who wants it more?
Who wants it?
The Baltimore Ravens need it more.
Who will embrace the Samurai Warrior principles tomorrow? I will be draping this T-shirt on Ray, 5'2", Ray Lewis, who, of course, this is his last ride.
Yeah.
You know, he is exhilarated. He is one with the football gods right now. He is so high.
I agree.
He is high. And the four-point spread is meaningless because one man's spirit can carry this army. A spirit can carry an
How
army.
How many points can a spirit carry?
I believe it's worth 14 points.
Wow!
Baltimore 17, San Francisco 10.
A defensive struggle, yes. 17-10.
But wait, a spirit can cover 14-point spread.
Yes.
If that spirit is powerful enough.
Well, the spirit was powerful enough.
That's awesome.
In New England and in Denver when they were heavy underdogs.
That's true.
And you saw how they played on the road. This is a neutral site, Nolens. But the San Francisco club is savage as well. They're animals, and I say that with love. Those
Absolutely.
Linebackers, I love, you know, Navarro and Ahmad. And, of course, the great Patrick Willis.
My son affectionately calls the beast.
He is. The linebackers will control this game. It's not about, you know, they say front seven. It's all about the backers. Yeah, you got a lot of Nata, and you're going to have a lot of the Smith brothers doing their thing.
Yeah, man.
But it's all about the backers, creating the space for them, double-teaming the backers if they're blitzing. It's all about spacing, but it's also all about pure pasión y corazón.
I don't see them holding the Niners at 10 points.
I know you don't. I don't know if it's 10, but I am more confident of, especially now that we've talked, Vic, of the Baltimore Ravens. I think that, and I don't want to overemphasize it as a spiritual component or something, but they're playing for Ray so hard, and they're all feeling, and maybe even Ed Reed. We don't know how many years Ed has left.
Make
and they,
pick,
they
yeah.
love these guys. I've already said Baltimore.
I'm not chomping it in.
He's trying to get me in this new thing called chomping. He's so street that he's actually underground. He's making up new stuff. And Chompy means...
I will agree that I meant
you made it
I
up.
To chomp it in. That means you're putting it
you
in stone.
It's in concrete.
You stamped
Chick Hearns would have put it in the fridge.
You brand
you're,
it.
You're branding it.
Branding
it. Chomp it in.
Brand it on your honor.
So Vic is chomping in the Ravens in this game,
well,
right?
I'm not ready to chomp.
And the reason I'm chomping is because I have seen this light that is 5'2 Ray Lewis. I met Ray a few years ago, and we embraced each other. We didn't leave each other's side for 3 days. That's how intense it was. And Ed Reed said, get off him, Vic. Get off Ray. I said, Ed, you relax. You play
he's
with
mine right
he's
now.
He's my Ray Lewis right now. Bottom line, this game is going to rock.
He's a beautiful soul.
It's going to roll. You know, he is a gift from the football gods.
But you know why he's a beautiful soul? Because he suffered. And he's lost, he's made colossal mistakes.
He's gone from the depths of his soul.
The depths of hell. I mean, honestly, hasn't made ridiculous mistakes? And then to say, I'm going to use that to get better, to make myself better.
And all these people who attack Ray Lewis are losers, by the way. You attack Ray Lewis now, 10 years later, you know, attack him in the moment. And yes, he has done his penance. He's paid his dues. He was hanging out with the wrong people the wrong
time.
You're
going to tell me that that's not a man
who's
repentant?
Haven't we all?
Yes.
I mean, he's repentant, and he's given back 10,000 times over.
Yeah.
His karma is good. But obviously, we've all been in the sewer. We've all been in the street. We've all been in dark times.
I apparently have been underground. So.
Well, you're making up words called chomping.
And I'm living in the sewer. The bottom line, are there sewers in England? They call them
sewers? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful community. Great Britain.
Yes, it is.
The English.
Love them.
I am in love with you got the king, you got the queen, you got the princes.
Yeah.
It's sensational. It's a whole world, the royal family.
No, I know. You know, they don't understand why we like the royals. They complain about the money, and it's the one thing that we can unify around. Why do we have to diss on that?
Well, you know, they represent hope of the great British Empire.
Yeah.
And one day, you know, it will reclaim its rightful place. But in the moment, they enjoy, you know, the regal waves. And what they are, they're positive sunshine is what they to me, they represent sunshine.
They're trying
the
really hard.
They do good work, a lot of charity.
Yeah.
They're wonderful people.
So Vic's got the Ravens, and he is here with his samurai warrior
spirit. I know you do, man. But it's all about, really, in this country, in the United States of America, we have lost our honor, and I'll get serious with you guys. We've lost our chivalry. We've lost etiquette. We've lost...
Decorum.
We've lost decorum. We've lost all the things that really make the human being human and separates us...
Separates us from the animals.
From the animals.
Absolutely.
And now we have become animals. And I say that with a heavy heart because I see, you know, even the athletes lying, spinning tails, not keeping it real with the children, the young bloods. They have to... Look at these people lying straight down from Lance Armstrong, and you know, then you get the whole
Penn State nonsense.
Well, it's beyond comprehension.
Yep.
That horror show, but Manti Te'o, that farce. He had one of the great stories of all time in college football. His grandmother
and
his girlfriend died days apart on the same day, and yet he goes out, becomes a Heisman Trophy candidate, leaves Notre Dame in the undefeated season, and he's lying to the people. You got to confront everything and let it be clear. Let it be ring clear, your message of honesty. And I am honest with this message of the Samurai Warrior. Loyalty, courage, honor. That's what it's about. Live your life boldly. Live bold, live free, live fearlessly. And feeling you.
And there you go. And that's big. Feeling us.
Thank you, everybody.
He's got the Ravens, Vic. Thank you very much for stopping by.
Eat your pop chips.
Eat your pop chips. Pop chips. Thanks.
Brought to you by Pop Chips.
Thank you.
Vic, thanks very much for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Pleasure as always.
All right. So now, but Jeff will not give us his prediction. He is going to.
I can't chomp yet. It's Monday.
Okay. First of all, it's not
chomping. It's no chomp Monday.
It's not chomping.
It's no chomp Monday. You didn't know that?
It's not chomping. It's not
chomping. Oh, since you make the word up, you get to make the rules?
Chomp it in. Is
chomp
the phrase.
It in.
Is
chomp
the phrase.
It in.
Okay?
I will not be chomping it in.
That, thank you very much. Chomp it in is what I'm saying. That's just getting
started.
It's
Monday.
Started.
I'm not ready to chomp it in.
So can I just get – I need to make my – I'm ready to go out there
Please
with my
do.
Prediction. I can't. I can't because I need to let you do it first.
No, we don't. I've guaranteed you that my pick would have nothing to do with the challenge game. You don't believe me?
Yours needs to be chomped in before
You don't
I
believe
make,
me.
It's not that I don't believe you.
Okay, tell you what.
I don't want it to affect. I just want you to chop in your pick so that I can go out there with mine. That's all I'm saying.
Why do I have to go first when I'm not really prepared to?
Okay, then don't. I'm just saying, when is it going to be?
If you are ready.
Are you going to chomp in? Like, am I going to have to wait till Friday?
I don't know what I'll see.
Because usually we do the prediction show on Thursday, so do I got to wait till Thursday when you finally give your prediction show? Because that's when we give our thoughts for the week.
That's going to give me enough time to soak up the vibes here. The problem is I don't want to be unduly influenced by the press.
Yes.
Let me tell you this, friends. The press can unduly influence you.
Well, you're going to get influenced.
And
I know.
And just like Vic, who is here, and nobody's more passionate than Vic the Brick.
Yes.
Nobody's more passionate. And so his passion, what he's saying, resonates so much with me. That's exactly how I feel. It's like there is almost a spiritual component to the Ravens and what they're doing. It's not sacred, okay?
I see.
It's not.
I remember this line from Troy when Hector is trying to tell the king of the Trojans why not to attack the Greeks again. And he says, because the father says, the father tells Hector, the king tells the prince, he says, Apollo is angry and he will strike the Greeks back. And then Hector says, how many battalions does Apollo command, father?
Nice.
All right?
14 points.
there's no spirituality that's going to help them on the field, okay?
No,
it
but there is
that. It might
be
a spiritual team, no, but it's not going to help them as they get on the football
no,
field.
No, but when you're – look, Stephen, if right now we were told that this podcast was going to be listened to by the President of the United States,
yes,
would you do anything different?
Probably not.
See, I would.
See, I wouldn't because
I'm giving my very best.
I'm trying to – just the president needs to know – this is what I am on Monday. This is how I am on Tuesday. This is how I'm going to be on Wednesday. When it comes to Super Bowl Sunday, I'm going to be the same guy. It don't matter if the president's watching or not.
Okay, maybe it's a bad example because doing radio-ish things, you're generally going to be doing your best
work.
But if you're an athlete.
Am I going to be amped up? Sure.
Why is it my daughter performs better as a gymnast and as a soccer player, we're finding out, when she's injured? Why does she perform better?
Because she knows that she has to refocus her energy.
She has to transcend this obstacle.
Go over this injury, yes.
Right. She has to transcend this obstacle, and it ends up making her a better player.
Okay.
I believe the emotional energy of playing for another teammate, for someone who has led you for so long, I believe that emotion can affect your ability.
I try to be on my A game all the time. Now,
right.
Every once in a while I can. And if you tell me the President of the United States is going to be
listening. Yeah, that was a bad example.
I might amp it up a little bit.
For radio, I'm not going to do it any different.
I'm always bringing my A game.
But as an athlete.
Look at that. They look really sharp with their nice caps as they walk by.
So what I'm saying is that I think you can affect the outcome. So I don't know,
because
it's 14 points because you're playing for Ray.
You're playing for Ray.
Yeah. And there's an ability to hit
Billy
a little.
You, Vic. Oh, we got Vic. Vic's coming back
Vic's
in.
Vic's back.
Oh, he's got another
Vic's
point.
Vic's back.
One word. Revenge.
Revenge. There it is.
Here's the thing. Look, we're going to get to meet Harbaugh's parents.
Jim and Jackie,
right?
Wednesday, press conference. Can't wait.
And I may ask them if they like Jim better than John.
That's funny. That will make them laugh.
But anyways, here's the thing. There's a sense that these two brothers know each other very well. Because they love each other.
They shared a room for 16 years.
Okay, there you go.
Steven, you and I have shared hotel rooms for 8 years. How well do we know each other?
Don't you think that one or the other is going to be able to look across that field and John's got something in his eyes and Jim is immediately going to know what he's thinking?
Biggest thing that for the 49ers, when they played each other on Thanksgiving,
yes,
2 years ago, it was people forget this, although people are starting to remember because we're reminding them.
Yes.
That it was a very short week for San Francisco to prepare for that
game.
And so we ended up with a defensive struggle, and the final score was like 16-7 or 9 or something like that.
And the Ravens won.
And look, the fact is Jim did a pretty good job getting his team ready to play on a very short week. Now he's got a more effective squad.
I completely agree with you.
Now he's got a more effective squad, and he's got 2 weeks to prepare. That is the difference. That is the difference all the way in this.
So I'm completely excited for this football game because, one, I think we're going to see there's a lot of historical elements that are going to happen with this game. You got the brothers going at each other coaching. You got Ray Lewis's probably final game ever because I don't think he comes back. I think win, lose, he's done after this.
He promises, and we're all going to take him at his word. I think he's – Steven, if for no other reason, all he's selling right now is his reputation.
Right.
And that he's a man of his word. That's what he's selling today.
And
he was a troublemaker a long time ago.
You've got that. You've got Colin Kaepernick, who has only is starting his 10th game.
It's certainly going to be the future of the game, and the game is going to transcend his type of play.
So there's just so much bigness. What's another word? I don't want to say hugeness or bigness because those aren't words.
You know Monty Python, when they tried to
how big is it?
Channel the divine.
Yes.
Oh, God, you are so really, really big. They were trying to find something bigger. They came up with really big. Your hugeness is so awesome.
Humongousness.
Here's the thing. I'm going to call this, much like this last presidential election, I'm going to call it a referendum.
Okay.
It's a referendum on the future of the NFL.
Yes.
Are we going to be more old school John Harbaugh's team, or are we going to be more new school Jim Harbaugh's team? Because I think that Joe Flacco plays a unique role in this of being a guy who stands in the gap because he can scramble. People don't ever remember that basically Joe Flacco runs at least one play a game. It's not necessarily a design run, but he can get you a first down with his legs. And so that's kind of a newish thing, but mostly he's an old school, throw it deep, run the ball with a single running back, old school football, and I love that. And so –
So you're leaning still Baltimore, but you're not ready to say.
I'm not ready to chomp it in.
Thank you. That's all I'm asking for right now is for you to chomp it in. If you don't want to say, I'm not ready because I need X, Y, Z. That's all it is.
And that's what I've been given. X, Y, Z. X, Y, Z. I got it.
All right. Well, when you're ready to chomp it in, please let me know. And then I could tell the world what it is I'm feeling. But, Jeffrey, since we have not done a show since.
Headbang is and cover some news.
All right. Well, let's start with this one then.
Just a good old boy, really? And never meaning no harm.
You know the brother never means you no harm.
Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day he was born.
Jeffrey.
Who?
Why does it have to be another Dallas Cowboy?
Oh, well, because first of all, they're in Texas.
Defensive tackle Jay Ratliff arrested on a DUI.
What?
A DUI.
No, but Jay Ratliff is—he's a leader of that defense.
Well, okay.
He's a leader.
But let me ask you a question.
Was I DUI last night? Sure.
but
I was riding in a pedicab in the back.
Yes, you were. Someone was
pedaling.
You weren't driving the car.
No, sir.
But I want to ask you a question. If a DUI happens right now, it could be for any team in the league. Not the Dallas Cowboys. Not a month after a player dies.
Not after one of your friends died.
How could this happen? How could Jay Ratliff be caught in a DUI right now?
You got to call it denial, Steven. And you got to say it's institutional, not for the Dallas Cowboys, but in the sense of guys that do drink driving. Steven, it's in their DNA. I've done this and I've gotten away with it so many times. This is, you know, often it's somebody's first time ever behind the wheel drinking when they get pulled over. Because I suspect that it happens in gradations.
Right.
The first time I'm probably not drunk.
Right.
But I'm really freaked out and I'm checking out for cops everywhere and I'm driving really careful.
Yeah.
And then I'm a little bit more. Next thing you know, I'm getting pretty good at this.
Yeah.
And then you've had way too much. But I drink and drive all the time. That's how I suspect it happens.
So here's the deal. Ratliff was arrested and charged with driving
while intoxicated.
What time was it? After crashing his pickup truck into an 18-wheeler in Grapevine, Texas. Okay? His
breathalyzer.
He refused to take a breathalyzer. Okay? So that tells you immediately something's up. I mean, if you're going to refuse it.
You know there's little pieces of crab in this little
You ready
food?
For the time?
1:30.
2:55
a.m.
No, I'm sorry. He was stopped at 12:36 a.m. At 2:55 a.m.
Okay, what time is he stopped?
12:36 a.m.
Okay, I was off by 55 minutes.
Yes.
I did pretty good.
A search warrant for Ratliff's blood was issued at 2:55 a.m.
Search warrant for his blood. You wake a judge in the middle of the night and say, I need you to sign a warrant for this guy's blood?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Well,
I'm just thinking about the judicial system that we have to wake a judge in the middle of the night, say, sign this piece of paper so I could draw blood from this guy.
That's
because he won't blow into this little machine.
That's what happens, though. And my only thing is, you just saw.
So they're
your
estimating
friend,
his blood alcohol.
Josh Brent.
Right.
Who
you
went
probably
this.
Went to the funeral.
Right.
You probably
and you
went.
Went to the funeral of Jerry Brown, who Josh killed. And a month after that, you are doing the exact same thing.
That got him killed.
They got him killed.
Oh, and by the way, the tragic irony, I refuse to point out, he was not the most drunk one in that vehicle. He should have been driving that car.
He should have been driving the car, absolutely.
This friends don't let friends be stupid.
Well, and the fact, you know, so, you know, Jay Ratliff, he's probably looking for a new contract with the Cowboys. I don't know if he gets one now, Jeff. That's the problem. I don't know if
well,
he gets
given
one
the
now.
Salary cap issues that you have well documented with your Dallas Cowboys, how on earth do you let this fly if you're Jerry Jones?
Well, he probably doesn't get a new contract with the Cowboys, and now because of this incident, I don't know if anybody else is going to pick him up.
Oh, somebody will pick him up, but it's going to be at a reduced rate. They're going to get Jay Ratliff on sale.
Well, that's what happens when you get arrested for your DUI.
When you do
so that's
a good old boy.
That's our first piece
you lose
of news
money.
In the league right now.
Radio Row is fun. We see people that we like
we
and we
do.
Know and we wave. And we,
it's, it is.
That is
it
fun.
It is pretty nice to come to Radio Row.
But
Jeffrey,
it's a challenge for those of us who are in the ADD direction.
Now, some more news. ProFootballTalk.com from NBC is reporting that Alex Smith and people close to Alex Smith have said that he will ask the San Francisco 49ers to release him. He does not want to get traded.
To be clear, he will ask after this
after
week.
After the Super Bowl, yeah. He's not
he
like,
is not
going to
make
a circus. Right now.
He's not
so, I would.
He's not that.
I'll be like, man, I want to get you better let me go. You got to let me leave. That's what you got to do. If he wants a new job, he tells them right now, I want to go.
Yeah, and that is not what Alex is doing.
And you know why? And this is
because he's class.
Exactly. And I'm trying to make that point.
Yes.
That I hope that's why the Niners grant him his release. He has been nothing but a great teammate. He took this benching like a pro. He didn't whine. He didn't complain. He has been everything that he's done up until this point has been completely professional. And that's why the San Francisco 49ers, when Alex Smith does come and say, would you please give me my release, they give it to him.
How about this instead?
All right.
How about, I want to say Trent Baalke. Who's the GM there?
I do believe you're right.
Okay, so I'm sorry that I'm pulling things. I don't mean to. If I pull anything else, I'll probably be in traction. But so Trent Baalke works with Alex's agent and says, could we do this? Could you grant us? I know we haven't treated you very well, but could you do us this one last act of kindness and let us work with you for a trade to a club of your choice? You pick your landing spot,
okay,
and we are going to trade you to that team and get a draft pick or two.
Yeah.
Will you do us that one act of kindness instead of asking us to release you, which we will do if you need us to release you, but at least help the club a little bit?
That's the thing is, Alex has helped the club tremendously.
That's my point. Do you do that ask, Steven? So, that's the difficulty.
Yeah.
If I'm Trent Baalke, I absolutely do the ask because I got to be thinking about the team.
Understood. But the other thing is, do they really want to keep him on the books and pay him almost $9 million?
Well, I think they might want to.
$9 million
seven. I want to give him seven.
Well, no, he's on contract.
I know.
For like 8.5, and he's due like another million before.
I have a new thing.
Okay.
You ready for a new thing?
New thing. What's the
Jeff's new thing?
If you chop it in.
I'm going to chomp in my new thing that follows Steven's new thing, which is chomping in.
Okay.
My new thing isn't as simple as chomp it in. Mine's a little more intellectual.
Oh, gosh. It goes deep. Okay. Time out. I need to take a drink of water. Because
move
I need
your
a,
mic up and
I'm
I'll
going
just talk.
To. I need to breast myself because you're going to.
You're going
to
breast yourself.
You're gonna, what are that you going to do again?
I'm
you're going to intellectually.
Stimulate.
Okay. Go ahead. Stimulate.
All right. I'm going to stimulate people intellectually. I want you to think about this. If we are in the world of the mobile quarterback and everybody wants to have a mobile quarterback.
Jason Lockenfora.
Jason Lockenfora
right
of CBS. All right.
He's sucking about his soccer team right now. I love that. I love
Lock.
It.
Look, Leeds is doing the best they can, bro. Leeds what? Leeds who?
Oh,
yes, Leeds
awesome.
United. Jason Lockenfor.
Jason Lockenfor of right. CBS.
So here's
please.
Here, I was in the middle of my special share.
Yes.
Special in this
care.
Realm of the mobile quarterback.
Yep.
It is going to be essential to have a capable backup. Essential.
Okay.
So the backup quarterback position. Hey,
oh,
stay
I
with me.
Wait,
no.
I know why. Because then when he gets hurt, you just leave him on the bench. And you keep playing.
That's
him.
Funny. He's playing the Jim Harbaugh card.
No.
Unless I can't even see the Harbaugh
no,
card.
No,
the Jim Harbaugh card.
No.
When he gets hurt, you leave him on the bench.
Shanahan.
Well,
Shanahan, we remember RG3.
What happened to Alex Smith? Oh, that's a good point there,
yeah,
too.
That's
a good point, too. This is who we're talking about. So my point is the stock of the backup quarterback that is capable is going to go up to where you're going to end up paying them $4 million. Maybe $5 million a year to have a capable guy on your bench.
Not nine.
You can't do nine.
Right.
But Alex, if Alex loved where his family was living, where his kids are going to school, he would absolutely restructure his deal and take $7 million and get an extension on that so that he can then be the backup for Colin Kaepernick, who will get hurt at some point because of the way he plays.
I understand that, but I do believe.
Are you asking me to sign our sign because
no,
I just had
I'm
such
just,
a good point?
I'm just having it ready.
I just thought I made such a good point that I should get to sign it. You should
like,
have my autograph.
These are like metallic.
Is it gray or what?
Silver.
Is it going to show up silver?
Yeah,
is it going to show up good?
Of course it does.
All right. It better.
You
all right.
Know what? Fine.
So tell
you
me
want
about
me to
my
go
great
get you
point.
A black shell,
tell
Sharpie.
Me about my great point and what your thoughts are.
Well,
about the restructuring of the backup quarterback.
I understand that if you have a mobile quarterback, i.e., Colin Kaepernick, Robert Griffin III,
Russell Wilson.
You are going to need a capable backup because the likelihood of your guy getting hurt is going to go up.
I would say the chance of him playing a 16-game season, any mobile quarterback, is slim.
Slim.
Colin has played, this will be his 10th game in
40%,
a row.
30%?
Chance. The chance of playing 16 games in a season,
yes.
I'd put it 30%.
30%
chance. 30%
chance. All right. So I just don't know how much money you pay your backup quarterback. I don't think you can
afford. To cover that 30%. And, frankly, to play those games that might be missed because your starter is unable to play.
Right.
And we look at what did Washington do? Would Washington have made the
Big
playoffs if – would Washington have made the playoffs if Robert Griffin III had stayed healthy the entire season? Probably.
Ooh.
Probably.
Wait a minute. Washington did make the playoffs. They lost in the wild card game.
Would they have advanced their situation then?
I see.
Would they have improved their situation?
Think about
how they lost. They lost with him hopping around.
But that's what I'm saying. That was my joke earlier is that
right.
You have a capable backup and you just leave him on the bench.
And that was
anyway.
What Mike Shanahan did is because he had a backup that had won a game just 3 weeks before.
Yes.
Why? Because your mobile quarterback was concussed.
Yes, exactly. And he didn't play him. Well, it was the knee.
Proving my point.
So I you need a capable quarterback. I don't know if you're going to start paying them multiple millions.
Oh, they're getting more than two or three. Remember, this is the new NFL economy, Steven.
The new NFL
the money
economy,
that's coming in starting next year.
Yeah.
The new TV money kicks in next
I
year.
I don't see it.
Some of that's floating down to the backup quarterback position.
It's not huge. I don't see it go way past 2.5 mil.
All right.
2.5 million.
That is one of the questions I want answered this week.
Where are you going to start?
As we talk to smart people, especially Pat Kerwin, who knows contracts better
Absolutely.
Than everybody,
Absolutely.
I want Pat to know how much is a backup going to make under the new NFL payday?
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to be a lot more money. Is that Gary Busey?
Where?
No, it looks like him, but it's not.
Oh, that's one.
It is look like him, though.
That's
a good look-alike.
I'm taking a look because I think that in the world of backup quarterbacks,
he's closer and he still looks like Gary Busey.
In the world of backup quarterbacks, I don't know how you pay more than $3 million.
So how much, for example, you got Kyle Orton backing up Tony Romo. Most people believe Kyle's a good quarterback.
Right.
Not a great quarterback.
Yeah, this year Kyle he got a $5 million signing bonus, which is
huge nice
for a back quarterback. And I think, are we getting neighbors? But anyways, Jeff.
I think they're just taking seats and eating.
So anyway, Jeff, but his base salary for next year is $1.35 million.
OK. Okay.
And then
you got to factor the girl.
And then it's $3 million the next year.
So they'll probably release him before that, you figure?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't see.
Well, this is going to be a test case. As a good test case, what's going to happen to Kyle Orton? Because Dallas is going to cut him because they don't want to pay him $3 million. He's going to go somewhere that's going to give him $3 million if I'm right.
There you go.
If I'm right, he's going to go somewhere that's going to pay him $3 million.
I
suspect he's going to make that. He's not going to. You can't let him retire. He's too good. You need guys. There's not enough bodies out there.
I think he's resigned to being a backup quarterback.
My point. I agree. And he can do that well into his 40s.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Any other
I want to tell the story that when I flew in, it was New Orleans needs to fix one thing.
What is it?
When you get off the plane, there should be a sign that says baggage pickup.
That's just your thing.
That's my thing?
Yes.
The guy didn't believe me when I told him that there wasn't a sign, and we walked back there, and then his head spun around like 3 times. Huh. I've never been in an airport in the world. Save that spot. Uzbekistan.
Okay.
In Tashkent Airport, former Soviet Republic. Okay, there was no signage in that airport because there were no people in that airport unless you had a flight.
I don't know what gate you got out. When I got out, immediately right there, no, there's no sign. Now I look left, there wasn't a sign. I look right, and then it said taxi, you know, baggage.
If I had seen anything like that, I would have been giddy. I had to ask a local.
I went down.
I had to ask a local. When I get down the stairs, there's a guy holding a sign that says Sproles.
Really?
I'm like, that's awesome.
Darren Sproles getting picked
Love
up at
Darren
the
airport. Love Darren Sproles.
So my thing was that there was the bathroom right there, and there were two stalls.
Mm.
So I was like, you know, and there was already a line. I was like, y'all just keep walking. I'm sure there's going to be a bigger one. Yeah, so.
Not so much?
No, yeah.
Okay,
I eventually found one. But
then it's now time for True Confessions with Jeff.
True Confessions.
You got to make us sound spooky.
Yeah. True Confessions.
Oh, no, this is too embarrassing for a drum roll. I kept thinking how cool it was that this city had plastered Saints logos everywhere.
Oh, man.
Everywhere you look is the Saints logo.
Saints everywhere.
The trash cans have got it. It's just a fleur-de-lis.
Yes.
And the Saints logo is the symbol
it's
for
New
Orleans.
It's a replica of a fleur-de-lis.
It's pretty much the same thing. It's just
it's
you can finish them.
The
you can finish them.
Elongated up top.
You can finish them a dozen different ways, and they're still fleur-de-lis.
Right.
If you look at the one right there, that's different than the one last night.
Yeah.
We'll look at the trash can over there. That one's different.
Well, that is actually the logo of the trash company. I just saw that on my walk. I did a walk
so
today.
They did,
I walked New Orleans
Stevie
today.
Did a walkabout.
And I love just what you see, man.
First of all, it is humid, even though it's wintertime, because you're freaking ocean.
I walked just less than a mile there and less than a mile back. So it was like 0.8 miles there, 0.8 mile back. So round trip was like a little over a mile and a half, right? It's not a long walk.
No.
It's not going to kill people.
No.
But, you know, I'm a big guy.
I've heard.
And the thing with me is I start sweating. Mm-hmm. I mean, my sweat pores just be like, oh, it's hot, and you're walking? Okay, here you go. Poof. And people
you're
going
to
like,
want this.
People were like, looking at me like, dude, is it raining outside? What the hell happened?
Did a rain cloud hit you? I'm a little black rain cloud.
A little black rain cloud followed me around New Orleans and just kept watering me down.
I'm a little black rain cloud. See, I played the race cards. It's funnier.
It's funnier. There you go. No, it's great.
That's a line from Winnie the Pooh, lest anyone think I'm being racist.
Port of call.
Port of call.
Great dinner.
The monsoon.
We won money at Harrah's. No, you had the Colossus, or what did?
Colossus Monsoon.
Yes.
Holy crud.
Yes, that was
two kinds of rum that they fill up in a giant cup almost halfway, and then they put, like, fruit punch in it.
Yes.
It was ridiculously good.
There was a piece of pineapple and a cherry and a
strawberry. It was a slice of orange and a cherry and stuff, and it was so
Jeff
tasty.
Jeff was like, here, taste this. And before I knew it, there was a straw in my mouth.
And it wasn't bad.
It was not bad at all.
There you
go.
Not bad at all. Had one of those, two big cups of water.
A big cup of Coke, and I had the steak. And if you go out to my – I should have put it on NFL Rant Threads. I put it on my personal
page. I put some jambalaya up on the Facebook page.
And I put it on my
personal
page.
Somebody said it looked like vomit.
And the steak looked amazing. It tasted amazing. It was fantastic.
My burger was delicious.
We had a great time. So, anyways –
if you come to New Orleans, don't think you're seeing Saints logos everywhere. Save yourself the embarrassment of going, wow, this town really loves the Saints, don't they? No, the fleur-de-lis is the little symbol for the city. It's not that, and they do love their Saints that much, but they have not decorated the city for the team. The team has taken the decorations of the city and used it as its logo,
exactly.
And that is my little embarrassment, Cher. Don't make this mistake yourselves, friends, when you come to town.
Yeah,
Florida Lee is all over the place. Now, real quickly, we got to give you some Pro Bowl news because there was a game played.
Yeah.
It was the Pro Bowl.
And Peyton threatened them. So, damn it, you better try. This will not be my last Pro Bowl.
He did kind of threaten them a little bit. But here's the deal, Jeff. Are you ready for the score? Because I don't think people are ready for the score. I'm not
even
ready for
the score. People who watch the game are aware of the score.
But NFC 62.
Wow.
AFC 35. Almost doubled them.
Wow.
Almost doubled the AFC. I'm just straight out smackdown. The Pro Bowl MVP was a tight end, not Tony Gonzalez.
Kyle Rudolph.
Minnesota Vikings.
Sure,
tight end.
I know Kyle Rudolph.
Brother had over 120 yards and a touchdown, and he was just awesome in the game, man.
Well, I'm glad that a tight end's getting recognition. That's well deserved.
But the NFC put up 60. How do you put up 62 points?
You're the Patriots.
But you're not. You're the NFC.
Yeah, and the NFC, nobody aside from the New Orleans Saints of old would put up that kind of yardage.
Eli Manning led all NFC passers with 191 yards and two touchdowns. As I said, Kyle Rudolph was the big guy there. But I enjoy watching the Pro Bowl. I know people be like, I don't like the Pro Bowl, blah, 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 blah. I enjoy it. Pro Bowl was fun. I had a good time watching it. The portion that I did watch because I was in the air for the beginning of it. Jeff was very excited to see a kicker, Blair Walsh, on the football field.
Yeah.
Little Dougie Martin. I mean, everybody got involved for the NFC victory.
Everybody plays, dude.
Doug
it's
Martin
just like youth
scored.
Football.
Larry
everybody
Fitzgerald
plays.
Fitzgerald scored. Vincent Jackson scored a touchdown. I mean, it was like everybody and their dog scored a touchdown for the NFC. But 62-35, the final score. You're not interested, so we will move on.
I'm just stunned at the CBS set here, Steve.
The CBS set.
They're hosting. I don't know if anyone would have done a better job than CBS did. Yeah. They hired a decorator for this thing.
Yeah,
dude.
They're CBS.
These
archways
that have the CBS I logo in it, and they're beautiful. The whole set is spectacular. CBS has outdone themselves. But
now,
so is everybody else.
If you guys followed this,
is crazy.
Trent Williams. The right tackle for the Washington Redskins sat out the Pro Bowl, Jeff, because he got into an altercation at a nightclub in Hawaii.
I heard
that they sustained injuries, and now, Jeffrey, today the owner of the nightclub has been charged in connection with the alleged assault.
I need a what?
Yes.
Come on.
The nightclub, the owner of the nightclub has been charged in connection with the alleged assault.
What?
Okay, so the NFL had made a statement just the other day that players were to stay away from that establishment.
Yes.
They had gone way out of their way to say that.
And that's why.
I can't believe you're hot doing this show.
I'm burning up.
I'm wearing a long
suede cold?
Jacket.
I'm burning up
now. And I'm comfortable.
I feel the cool air
you
coming.
You should, because we're sitting underneath a huge.
But I'm burning up. I'm burning up. I'm like a
toaster oven.
How you doing?
Toaster oven.
So things are good, but I feel bad for Williams because he was going to play in the Pro Bowl.
So apparently what was going on there in that club was something that the league felt like that it's as if your players walked into a dangerous trap.
The players were actually warned to stay away from that club.
But afterwards. So you think about the guy who got in trouble.
Yeah.
And it's like, what was going on there that was so circumspect that it would make you want to ban the club?
Williams, somebody hit him with a champagne bottle. He had 7 stitches.
Damn.
On his head.
Oh, speaking of bannings, I'm sorry. But so we've gotten word from the NFL.
Yes.
That apparently where we were last night and had good fun, and each of us more than doubled our money at Harrah's beautiful casino here in New Orleans. Apparently there were some NFL people wearing their little pins from the league, and they have gotten an official memo, And the NFL is not allowed, if you're an employee of the NFL,
you are to not be allowed to be, yes, they
at
were,
a place that condones gambling.
Well, I found it out. I saw some people.
Yeah,
with
you
their
saw
bed,
some NFL people like, wow, I didn't know the league was that chill. Well don't worry. They're not. They're not.
Apparently, they sent out a memo today.
I hope they won money like we did so that they
yes.
could say, oh, we
I
didn't
actually,
know.
I was just shy of tripling my money.
I think I probably did too.
Yeah,
I just don't want to brag or anything. I had a good time.
Yeah, I had a great time.
It was a good
time.
Shoe. I cut the shoe and I killed my shoe.
There's craziness.
I killed my shoe. Well, I cut the shoe and I killed my shoe. Yes. And everybody else apparently was losing, but I didn't notice because I was having so much fun.
Yes.
And I was making money hand over fist. And then I left because I took my winnings, and as you should do.
Let's wave to the New Orleans Imogen B-roll ladies. Can we do that?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's wave to that. That's who we're in front of. So if you come to Radio Row.
They're beautiful,
it's
too.
It's a very nice New Orleans Images and B-roll lady. They're very nice.
Hey, Blue Kiss is
she
back.
She got a great
That's
smile.
Nice.
Look at it. It's
they're
awesome.
They're beautiful.
So we're here.
Louisiana
the Louisiana seafood. The jambalaya.
And then this thing. I don't even know what this is, but it's got crab in it.
You keep eating their food.
Really
are we allowed to eat their food? Because
they gave it to me.
No, they actually are going to be supplying the media people food all they said every
God
week.
God bless them.
I can't wait till they make something that I can eat.
Steven, it's all seafood.
All of it?
Is that, well, do you see the name of it? Louisiana Seafood Company.
So
this town is all about crawfish,
shrimp,
clams.
Can we go to Bubba Gump?
I don't go to movie places.
I want to go in and be like,
I don't go
like,
to movie places. No. And they're going to be like, wow, I've never heard that joke
really?
Before.
Well, it's not a joke. I just want to deliver the line like he did. Like
deliver the line.
Like Bubba did.
Deliver the line.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, you're not going to do it here?
No, you don't.
Because I don't appreciate it.
Yeah, you don't appreciate it. You don't. I don't go to movie restaurants.
Steven.
It was in a movie, so I don't go there.
No. Was it
the
made
restaurant
after
existed.
The movie?
No, the restaurant existed before the movie.
You sure?
I am pretty sure.
Okay, look
I'm
it up.
I'm going to look it up right now.
And I just want to, sure. in your defense, Steven, I want to say there are people that find your style vastly superior to my style. Your sense of humor, vastly more amusing than mine, and vice versa. But I won't say vastly because I think the people that love you and your style, they're huge. The people who prefer my style, they're not as big. And I acknowledge that, and that's fine, as long as we all can get along. And so that being said, Steven, there is always a place for you to be you and do what you do.
Okay.
Because there's a hell of a lot of people that enjoy it. I'm just not one of them.
No, so you are right on this one.
This was made up.
Landry's Restaurants in 1996.
After the movie.
After the movie.
Opened up anywhere
opened
there's
up,
a tourist attraction.
32 Bubba Gump shrimp restaurants.
I've seen at least a dozen of them.
Worldwide. So there you go. 22 are in the U.S. There's some in Japan,
one
some
in UK.
Mexico, one in Malaysia.
UK?
One in the Philippines, Hong Kong, and Indonesia.
Not UK.
Not the UK.
Huh. I thought I saw one there.
It's a division of Landry's Restaurants, and the company is based in San Clemente, California.
I know Landry's because, again, it's from San Clemente. I'm from
Michigan. So I thought, I thought maybe it was before.
No,
the
movie didn't. There was very little real except for Richard Nixon in that movie.
Oh, all the presidents. I like how he got to meet three different presidents.
That was all CGI.
But it was amazing CGI.
Yeah,
remember
it was.
When the president's like, he's like, I got shot in the buttocks. And the president's like, well, I would like to see that. He chops.
I'd like to
And the
see
president
that.
It was obviously great CGI right. work because the president walks away like waving his hand. And it was awesome. It was just great. I love one of my favorite movies, by the way. Top five Stephen Miranda movies, Forrest Gump.
Did you cry every time?
I do not cry.
We haven't seen Sam Farmer yet.
I have not seen Sam Farmer.
But we've seen a lot of our San Francisco friends.
I saw Peter King.
I have not seen Peter King. I read the first paragraph of his column this morning.
Jim Rome graciously allowed me to take a picture of him.
What?
He was on air.
Okay.
And I walked out of the men's room, which is right across from his.
I peed with Pat O'Brien.
Oh, great. So I walk
out. He still chain smokes, by the way.
I walk out, and Jim Rome's doing a show, and he was in a commercial break. And I took out my phone, and he did the pose.
Posed
he posed like, if someone's going to
take a picture, Jim Rome.
I'm freaking Jim Rome. I got a clone.
Get down in the jungle.
Take a picture of me, clone. That's what it was.
Get down in the jungle.
So there you go. Jeff, we're having way too much fun. Are you even monitoring the time?
Yeah, we're at 50 minutes.
Wow, really? We've been talking? Oh, we had Vic to break.
Vic's this long part down here. But you know what? We got enlightened.
We did, man. He did. Vic, you know what's crazy about Vic is he could just be funny or he could go deep. And he did a little both.
He went deep.
Yep. Deep down.
Vic the Brick Jacobs.
All right. So we're not. We just want to let you know we are in town. It is
the boys
great.
Boys are back in town.
New Orleans. We are staying very close to the convention center.
I am getting this feeling, Stephen, for why people are so crazy about this city. I'm starting to get it. Because it's freaking cool. I mean, this is a really neat city. The food, even the smell of the sea being this close to the ocean.
Yes.
You know, there's a smell here that's not a bad smell. It's a sea smell.
And if you're ever in New Orleans with Jeff, don't let him direct you because he was trying to take us down the street. We were going to walk right into the river.
Yeah, but you know what? rivers happen.
And now what's the rule? You go away from the river?
No,
or you
when you're in the French Quarter,
yes.
You want to keep the river. You want to stay near the river.
Stay near the river.
The further you get from the river, the dicier the neighborhoods could be.
Oh, is that what it is?
When we were on our little rickshaw ride home and we drove by some open windows and open doors and we saw some open breasts.
Well, it's because that place was a gentleman's club.
It was a house of ill repute.
No, it was a gentleman's club.
Okay.
Yes.
But either way, there was...
I've never been, except for when I was a DJ at one back in my college years. But when you pass by a gentleman's club, you're usually going to see some bread.
Well, see, in California, unlike Texas, you can't see anything from the street ever.
Oh, well, you know.
The windows are blackened, and the doors...
It's Texas, man. Everything's bigger in Texas,
baby. I understand. But
in
California... You have to build a barricade in front of the entrance. So when the door swings open, you don't accidentally
see
anything.
Yeah. As a way to protect. Someone might get offended. We don't want to offend anybody.
How about children?
Well, why would the children be driving in that neighborhood at that night, at that time of night?
See, in California, they put them anywhere.
Oh, see, in Texas, they're only allowed, like.
They have a red light district.
There's a district where, you better not be driving through that district with children.
They have red light districts here in New Orleans, too. They have red lights blinking outside.
And I guarantee you children are probably never taken through that neighborhood.
But they're welcome to.
well, there you go.
And I don't think that's a good thing. So, anyway.
All right. So
I
support. We are here. We're going to be coming to you how many more times to hit our 500th show?
Well, this should be... 496.
It's 496. So we got four more shows.
497, 498, 49, 500. So four more.
Yeah, Jeff had to rely counting on his fingers.
It's best once I get above 350.
Anyways,
we've got Master Sergeant Mark here, and we'll be talking with him later in the week.
Yeah, I got to roll.
You got to roll. Thanks. Good. Have a good day.
Going to Chicago.
All right, pizza send up. Pizza for Patriots. Pizza for Patriots. Getting those pizzas to our soldiers in Afghanistan and our troops and making sure that they are well fed.
Yes.
And I'm going to even say it. I'm going to say mostly Uno pizzas. I'm going to go against the official pizza sponsor of the NFL.
But the good.
Give me 100 push-ups a day, okay?
100 push-ups. Dude, I can do 15 on this shoulder that needs surgery.
Yes.
Oh, wait. You want to feel something? You want to feel a rock? You want to feel a rock? Yeah. There's a rock there. Feeling my guns. You should feel my daughter's guns if you want to feel something impressive.
We will be talking to him yesterday. We didn't talk to him yesterday.
We will be talking with him
later in the week
about
the
yummy Chicago pizza
things that they do
to Afghanistan
for our men and women that are supporting our country. Jeff, before I let you go.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask you one more time.
I ain't chopping it in.
Wow.
Damn.
That's a preemptive strike. You've been like preempting me like all week long.
Yeah.
We've only been here 2 days, but still. Yeah. Don't preempt me, man. Let me come out and ask the question.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I ask you?
Yeah.
Are you going to chop it in?
I know I can chop it in.
All right. I'm Stephen Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis.
That's the crazy man, Jeff Ellis. We are out. And please, Jay Radliff, if you're listening. Come on, brother. Man, 1 month after there's a death in your team.
Don't be dumb.
You can be drinking
Don't
and
be dumb. And by the way, make sure, again, you're on Facebook so you can see all the great photos we're putting up.
Yeah, we've got
photos
some good
of,
stuff.
We've got the TBS Tekka.
I thought you said boobs.
Food.
I said food.
And boobs.
Can we put the TBS Tekka right
Absolutely.
Now?
We're supposed
to Every year, TBS Tekka from Mexico sends this
The hottest women in the world.
And she's here, and she's wearing this dress. Can
it's
you even
blue.
Call it?
It's spectacular.
Can you call it a dress?
I call it paint.
I think they painted something on her, and she's running around. And Jeff is. We're gonna
uploading currently.
That picture is the reason why you should be following us on Facebook. We're out.
Bye.